Welcome, welcome. I am Sonia Lin, your host with the Power to Heal podcast. This is season 3, episode 14, talking about life purpose. Maybe you've been hearing this as a buzzword around, and in my rebranding, if you've seen, I have, you know, Living Unbroken, which is my healing and trauma-based personal development process. And now the Live on Purpose, not only for individuals and in private coaching that I've been offering, opening up to groups to reach more people and come together in community and get so much more out of it by not only what you learn and develop for yourself of your next purpose and your passions and in creating peaceful lives for yourself. But the connections, the relationships, and what you get out of learning from others, because we're all each other's teacher and student. And this purpose, then you talk about, we all have it. We all have more than one purpose. There's more than just one life purpose. Don't look at it as, I don't have purpose, I don't know what it is. You're right where you meant to be. And it's about intention. It's your highest calling. It is what just lights you up, your soul work. So my Live on Purpose is about creating soulful lives and relationships. It is conscious living by behaving and doing things from a conscious state by choice rather than by default or by fear. It is making conscious choice, becoming a powerful conscious couple, creating soulful lives and just being passionate about the work you are doing. And we all have it. Some are fortunate to know at a very young age and pursue it and achieve it. And many of us grapple with this and either have difficulty knowing, you know, what the hell it is, or discovering and finding yourself constantly, you know, changing it through lives, or some people never knowing it all. So knowing your purpose is really the most important determiner of success as your path on your journey, to whole, no matter where you are on your path. You know, it'll be much straighter and easier. You know, you can think of it is quicker when you know it, of course, but part of it is in that discovery. So you don't have to know. Now, a lot of coaches agree that in coaching, it's about helping clients achieve goals, right? We're the personal trainer for your life. And just removing those obstacles to success in all aspects of your life and being able to attain them in a much faster, quicker way than on your own. Removing these blocks in the way, your roadblocks. We all have roadblocks. So therefore, one of the most important skills as a life coach is to assist you in finding that purpose, in the next life purpose. So Deepak Chopra once said, the majority of people on earth are unfulfilled or unhappy because they do not have a purpose or a mission. As a part of the human species, we seek purpose and meaning. We laugh and we are aware of our mortality. This is what distinguishes us from other creatures. Laughter, mortality, and purpose become three important crucial questions. We search for the meaning, a deep significance of life. So there's different methods, you know, as coaches we use to assist people in discovering you know, I say finding, but it's discovering. It's there within us. Our soul work, our, you know, soul purpose, what lights us up, our hidden gifts and our talents that are there. And it's through a series of strategic questions, you know, going back some previous podcasts, I think I've asked, you know, what is it you wanted to do when you were a child? You know, what do you really enjoy? And when we know that, our life automatically flows much easier. You know, there's being able to flow like water, not just, you know, trying to paddle upstream. So we're living with more of that passion and enthusiasm. So in my new site and in this Live on Purpose coaching, it's, you know, what excites you and gets you up each day? And, you know, embracing it, being excited to embrace each day with passion, with enthusiasm, you know, waking up with a smile, you smile more, you laugh more, you're able to have more, you know, fun and an adventure where you move forward and you have this unstoppable drive to create. You've, you know, removed the blocks, the victim, you know, perspective, the fears, to be able to access your intuition and to create, you know. So you think of Walt Disney's purpose, you know, to make children happy. Andrew Carnegie's purpose, to manufacture, market, and sell steel. Oprah Winfrey's mission, to continually seek to be better, to challenge myself and pursue excellence on every level. Mother Teresa's purpose, to care for and comfort the poor, sick, and needy all over the world. And as Oprah says, you know, the whole point of being alive is to evolve into the complete person who you were intended to be. And, you know, our purpose is really to create peaceful harmony within our lives, because when we have that, we are spreading that. We are spreading and sharing peace. We can't get that, right? The shift from the material to the spiritual world, the happiness, the peace, the contentment, the wholeness, that's not outside of ourselves. So, you know, this live on purpose coaching process, whether you, you know, have the thoughts of, you know, who am I? Who is my true authentic self? You know, in this stage of maybe emptiness now, or, you know, post-divorce, or after a loss, or realizing that you just feel dead inside at a career and you're not challenged and you're ready for that next step to discover what you're passionate about, or maybe thinking like you're, you know, having this midlife crisis in this sense, which is just a loss of identity, just questioning who you are, you know, why you're here, what is your purpose? And, or maybe you've already just very excited, you're lit up inside about something that you're passionate about, and you just don't know where to start. You want to take that to the next level. You have this burning desire in you to make a difference, to, you know, just be a bigger, I'm trying to think of the words here, just touch more lives and be a difference maker, right? To be able to serve and to really just feel fulfilled inside, excited, you know, to get up each morning to embrace and to create, because we're all creators. So being able to create. So what's this process on whether, you know, you're having emotional or physical pain, which I've talked about, there's purpose in that. So it's looking at the deep why, the intention, the purpose behind. The previous episode I just did was intentional, you know, I'm talking about relationships and the intention behind that. What is the purpose and the intention behind having children, getting married, doing what you do, you know, your goals? What is it the purpose intention behind that, because it's never about what we do. It's always about why we do what it is that we do. And just knowing that, you know, there's purpose in everything, even in that pain. Without the struggles and pain that I have gone through, I wouldn't have been able to discover my true power, my strength, and then be able to access the inner peace and calm that I have, and discover what it is that I really am truly passionate about. And when you are doing what you would, you know, love to do when you're retired, then you know that that is a purpose and a passion for you. And, you know, taking you to your potentials. So it's this journey from pain to power to peace to passion, purpose, and your potentials, because you have many potentials. And, you know, there's purpose through different stages. In other episodes, I've talked about just different stages in life, and just knowing, you know, you're right where you're meant to be. But how your purpose relates to your values is, you know, really important. So finding the purpose, it's this journey, right, into this discovery, this spiritual journey and process to your true authentic self, not who you've been told to be, not how society has told you what you have to do and who, you know, you should be. It originates from our soul, our core, our deepest part of our being. And it starts with what is important to us, our values. And again, that's that shift of, you know, are our values fear-based, or are they conscious-based? Do they feel like they're want-tos, or do they feel like they're have-tos? And then that becomes the vision. We're able to, in those opportunities, create and see this vision, this desire, this passion. And then there's the goals and the action steps when we remove the barriers into that flow state to be able to create. So it starts with values, and they can be defined in many ways. You know, the dictionary gives us this all-inclusive definition, something that intrinsically, you know, as a principle or quality, intrinsically valuable or desirable to us. So values involve personal choice. And when assessing your values, it's important to be honest with yourself. And I have a values assessment sheet on my private Live on Purpose Facebook group. It's under the documents or files there, where you can go through and see, you know, have your values shifted? Are they fear-based? Where did they come from? Are they someone else's values? What is it that makes you tick? And are you walking the talk with them? So, you know, values reflect our human qualities and lifestyle, qualities that are important specifically to you. So you can, you know, look at that document. You can just, you know, are they children, your values, family, religion, spirituality, ethics, vitality, health, you know, leadership, achievement, honesty, education, It goes on and on. And, you know, you can add in your own, you know, faith, courage, freedom, community. So there's no greater contribution that you can make to the world than living true to your purpose. And that's by Tim Kelly. And you can have more than one, many purposes, right? Through careers, and when you're in school and education and raising a family, you know, there's many areas of your life which have purpose. And the main seven areas are listed below. So there's, listed below in the newsletter I have, but here, they follow physical, emotional health, relationship, marriage, family, professional, career, social, political, spiritual, leisure, recreation. Right, so these seven areas that I just shared and that are listed in the newsletter, you know, as a beginning exercise, you can just get different pieces of paper and write those categories down and just relax, enjoy, you know, get a cup of tea, get cozy and brainstorm. Just write down, think of things that are important to you. You know, you can draw pictures if you're a visual, if you're an artist, or maybe you don't even know you're an artist. We're all artists. We're all creators. And just, you know, try something different. Just allow yourself, give yourself permission to write, to journal, to draw, to paint, to speak, to sing, as if no one is watching, no one is reading it. Just give yourself permission to be messy, to be sloppy, you know, to have a shitty first rough draft, as Anne Lamont says. And so just, you know, think about what is it that you're passionate about? What do you want to, you know, receive? What is it that you want to give back into humanity in the world? You know, and what fills you up? What brings you joy? What is it that excites you to get up in the morning, or has in the past, or happiest? So, you know, as you've written these thoughts down and think about the alignment to your values, and again, you can go get that sheet. I invite you, and I'll put the link if you're not part of my Facebook group, and you can request to join that because it's a invite private group. You know, you can have more clear focus on the small stuff, because everything else is a distraction. So we meet stumbling blocks along the way. And, you know, a coach is there to be in your corner, to hold that space, a safe space for you to grow and develop at your pace. And it's taking that next step. It's taking that next action step, in always acting in conjunction with the flow and energy of the universe. It's always about your energy. And your best life isn't meant to be a constant struggle. We are meant to have painful experiences, challenging experiences, discomfort. That's where the growth is. That's where the messages are for the gold. But allowing the natural flow in order of life to occur, when we let go of the control, that's how we can access our peace. The opposite of control is surrender. And our life purposes, you know, they change over time, right? And we're never bound by one. So when you hear that, if you're, you know, excited about that purpose word, or if you feel triggered by it, you know, just know that you're always free. You have the freedom of choice to modify. Things change. You know, different times of your life, you may feel have completed one or more purposes and just truly innately know in your heart. Or you may decide that that doesn't fit you anymore, that you've grown beyond that. You've evolved beyond that. So you want to become more specific in general about what it is that you're passionate about, you know, and discovering what that new purpose is. And then, you know, just also being mindful if there's just an overwhelming fear that's coming up, you know, if it's constantly changing, and you know, just seeing what's behind that. So that may require some extra, you know, coaching during these challenging times of feeling stuck or lost, or just being held back by fear or indecision. You know, when we're overwhelmed, we don't have the clarity. So working with the coach, you get clarity on that focus and your mission, because we're the cheerleader. We are your number one fan to support you for success, to eliminate the anxiety of looking too far out by focusing on others, but bringing that attention into yourself and that one next step. So, you know, when the going gets rough, the tough gets going, and life purpose is worth the effort. Without it, you know, what do we have? When we feel fulfilled, that's where the needs of our spirit, of growth and contribution, by contributing and making a difference. And in the previous podcast, you know, I've talked about that the oxygen mask, you know, the purpose might be yourself right now, right? So cleaning up your life, your environment, you know, whatever it is, there's purpose in everything. And the intention is to enjoy the journey and the process. So I'll close with by Walt Whitman, every man has a religion, has something in heaven or earth, which he will give up everything else for. And I mean, my religion, it's love, it's spirituality. There's no labels, there's no judgments, and something which absorbs him, it says, so which may be regarded by others as being useless, yet it is his dream. It is his lodestar. It is his master. That whatever it is seized upon me, made me its servant, induced me to set aside the other ambitions, a trail of glory in the heavens, which I followed with a full heart. When once I am convinced, I never let go. So it's following your heart, following that love, following those values that light you up, that drive you, that are energy-based, where there's the want-to behind them, that are in alignment, without causing harm to yourself, without causing harm to others. You know, in yoga, it's ahimsa, you know, this yoga principle of doing no harm. It's that self-love and self-care for yourself. And, you know, having that mission, what excites you to get up, and whether it's, you know, for yourself or with a partner to co-create, to have this mission in co-creating together, in really creating soulful lives and relationships that start with yourself and with your loved ones, and then to share and spread with humanity on, it's not what the world can do for us, but what is it that we can do for the world and others in humanity, but not through a lost sense of self, where we're not first walking the talk with living true to our conscious-based, intentional, purposeful values for ourselves, and being in alignment with you know, our true authentic self. And that starts with that discovery of knowing innately in your heart, in your soul, who you are and what it is that you love, and to do what you love, to love who you are with. In love and light, namaste.